Let's go to the Word of God this morning. Amen. Don't have long. We have communion, but I will take time to get in God's Word a bit with us this morning. And if you'll pay attention, it won't be as long. Yeah. Have y'all noticed how I lie like a dog and lies? Yeah, here we go. Let's go to God's Word. Come on, Raji. Where you at, man? What's wrong with you? There we go. Amazing Grace. I'm still in this little series called Amazing Grace. Well, you know, Amazing Grace never ends. And I could just keep doing that. But I want to do a time or two more on Amazing Grace. Unusual message today. Roger, you're going to push me because I'm going to be moving today, okay, because of time. But today's title, unusual, it's called Hyper Nike. Say that out loud with me. Hyper Nike. How many have Nikes on today? You got Nike tennis shoes on. Somebody in the room got any Nikes on? I guess they're not doing as good as they used to. No, they're doing pretty good. Hyper Nike, more than conquerors. We're going to develop that thought here in just a little bit. But, you know, before we get going too far, I want to talk about the company of Nike just for a moment. The company of Nike. Nike. Hyper Nike. Why the crazy title, Gary? Because Nike got their word from the Bible. Ha! Yeah! They got their word from the Bible. Nike is the Greek word for conqueror. Say that out loud. Nike's the Greek word for what? Conqueror. Came right from the Bible. Nike. You might think about that when you're doing your company sometime. Pretty good stuff. Well, Nike's the world's most valuable apparel brand. Got it? Period. Nike. There are 1,032 retail locations worldwide. There are 369 in the United States. There were probably more, but with online, who knows now? It's crazy. Last year, $51.5 billion in revenue. Nike. That's pretty big. What do you think? Hyper Nike. Don't forget that part. Hyper Nike. Nike dominates with almost 50% market share in global sportswear and shoes and things like that. Nike. They employ over 80,000 people. There he is. Yeah, you ask me, why you put Michael Jordan on the screen? Because Michael Jordan's from North Carolina. What's wrong with you? That's right. That's right. The greatest basketball player of all time. Doesn't matter what you say. Don't be coming talking to me. All right, right there, right there. Michael Jordan. You know what? He's earned over $1 billion, not from all of his companies, just from Nike. $1 billion. He was smart because when he made the deal with them back in the day, I think they wanted him to get out of the deal. They wanted to pay him out, buy him out. I think it was his mama said, no, no, no. And so every year he gets a check about $130 million every year from Nike. That's crazy. Nike. So now you know a little bit about Nike, don't you? As if I could care less, okay? But Hyper Nike. Can y'all say that out loud with me? Hyper Nike. More than conquerors. That's what that means. Hyper Nike means more than conquerors. Let's go to the Bible. Romans 8:34. Who is he that condemns? Who's going to condemn me? It's Christ that died. Yea, rather is risen again. Who is now at the right hand of God the Father, who makes intercession for who? For us. Who is it that's going to condemn us when we have Him? Y'all hear me? Let's keep building the case. Who shall separate us? Not only who's going to condemn us, who's going to separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. Don't you stop right there, Rod, just a second. Tribulation, everything gets worse. It gets tougher in this passage. Don't you see that? Tribulation. Then it goes to distress. Then it goes to persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword. By the way, that's what a nation looks like when it's going down. You can read history. Fall of Roman and Greek societies. And even our own country. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, and then ultimately what? Sword. Our faith isn't in our country. I love our country. But we didn't put at the first of our at our services here, we love America and we love... No. We love Jesus. We love people. But we believe we have this great country because of Jesus. Can we thank Him for it? Come on. We have this great country. You gave us everything we have, man. We appreciate it. Amen! But that's what it looks like. Who's going to separate us? Even if all this stuff happens in our life. And it is happening to people all over the world. Even in our country, bad, bad things happen to people. Bad stuff's happened in my life. But who's going to separate me from the love of Christ? Is this crap that happens going to separate me from His love? No. As it's written, for thy sake we're killed all the day long. And many down through history have been accounted as sheep to the slaughter. They've given their life for Christ. It happens. But verse 37, would you say it out loud with me? In all these things, we are what? More than conquerors. Through who? Him who what? Why do we say we love Jesus? Because He loved us first. And it's everything. We are more than, even that list, that horrible list of stuff on the screen. We are more than conquerors regardless of whatever happens in our life. I want to make that case just a little bit with you this morning. I want to be strong today. Jesus Christ said out loud with me, made me what? Don't you say, we got t-shirts, we made them a couple of years ago or something. They're great shirts, I don't know if we're out, we should get them again. Here we go. Jesus Christ made me what? One more time. How many times, me included, do we go through hard times and go, oh man, I can't make it. It just kills us, depresses us, gets us down, gets us negative, gets us knocked on the sidelines. And we're more than anything that ever comes our way. You hear me, yes or no? Let's talk about it. Jesus Christ made me more than. I am. Say it out loud. What? You are killing me. One more time. I'm what? If you're going to be hyper Nike, it's going to be hyper Nike. Hyper Nike. And all these things we are. That's the word. Hyper! More than a hyper! More than a what? That's the word. Not me. So, and all these things were what? Say it again. More than what? Yeah. More than conquerors through Him who loved us. Amen. Come on. So here we go. So we are more than conquerors, and we want to delve into that now. We want to delve into that. Here's your fancy Greek word. Okay? It's actually pronounced hyper-Nikeo. Okay? Hyper-Nike. We're going to bring it south. Hyper-Nike. Okay? That's what it is. Hyper-Nike. I want to break that down for you. I want you to see who you are in Christ. Y'all hearing me or not? Say. Come on. I don't need to be a Christian. Well, you're going to go to hell without Christ, so you ought to shut your mouth. You need the Lord. Your arrogance isn't going to cut it. Your church attendance isn't going to cut it. Your giving money's not going to cut it. Your whatever's not going to cut it. You need the Lord. He died on a cross. All the songs talked about Him. You're not more than a conqueror because of your mouth. Or my mouth. We're more than conquerors because of Him who loved us. Amen? I want you to see who you are in Christ. When you know Christ... Yeah, but Pastor, this happened to me. Well, stuff's happened to me too. How many would say some bad stuff has happened in your life? I'm talking about bad. Bad! Make you go crazy. We are more than that because of Christ. Look at this. Hyper. This is what it means. Above. I'm above whatever that is. To a greater degree, hyper, super, People tell me sometimes, Gary, you're too hyper. I have people tell me that. You're too hyper. Had them tell me that when I was in school. Write notes home to my mama. He won't shut up. But things I do hyper. I know the cops this morning thought I was hyper. At first they were on alert. Guy's crazy. Guy's on drugs. I'm hyper. You know what I've come to find out through this week of study? It's a great thing. Excessive. I am not just over, I'm over. That's what that word means. Hyper. What's Nike mean? It means conqueror. It means victor. It means winner. So let's look at who you are in Christ. You are an above conqueror. You're to a greater degree conqueror. You're a super conqueror because of Jesus. Did y'all hear what I just said or not? Oh, I can't make it. I can't do it. I lost my job. Get off your tail. Get your head up. It might be different right now, but you can make it. You can do it. If you don't have another dime's worth of nothing to eat the rest of your life, heaven is your home. It's just a different way of thinking. Oh, she left me. Yeah, have you seen the planet? There's other people out there. I know it's awful. I know it's hard. My mother was murdered. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. She's in heaven. She's my biggest cheerleader. And she's watching from heaven. She's cheering on from heaven. I am hyper Nike. Y'all hear me or not? That's what it just said. Tribulation, distress, persecution, nakedness, famine, peril, sword. We're killed all the day long. But we are more than conquerors. Did it say that? I make it up. So we're above victors. We're above winner. You're an above winner. You are to a greater degree conqueror. We did all that. Let's look at the next one. You're a victor. You're an above victor. You're to a greater degree victor. You're a super victor. You're excessive victor. That's pretty neat, isn't it? You're over victor. How about this last one? You're above winner. I'm a winner. Have you had people tell you, I know, I'm a winner. You must not have ever won nothing. When I win something, I'm like, hey, I won, man! I'm a above winner. I'm to a greater degree winner. You don't know who you're talking to. I'm a super winner because of Jesus. Amen. I'm an excessive winner. Clark just keeps winning. You know, people used to get mad at Donald Trump because he wanted to win. He wanted our country to win. He said, you're going to get so tired of winning. People criticized him for that. I like winning. I don't know about you. That's part of who we are. I like that as a country, winning. Y'all hear me or not? Say, I like winning. What's wrong with that? Doesn't make any sense. Well, we need to be humble and be losers. I don't think so. I mean, I think we need to be humble, but and I certainly am not saying he couldn't use some humility, all right, as well as me. How many think Trump's hyper too? I know. That's why our mouth gets us in trouble. Mine as well. But I sure like that winning. But I'm talking about in the Christian life. You are over winning. You're a winner, and you don't even know it. And you've won. And Christ is making intercession for you. Can you imagine that, what you're going through? He's praying for you. You think his prayers are going to be straight on and 100%? Or maybe he's 50% this time. I don't know if God can do it this time. No, I think he can handle it, because he's not just your advocate. He's also the judge, and he's God. And you none of those things. Anything you are is because of him. And that makes me hyper Nike. Amen. So I am, say that last part with me, I am an overcomer. Now, if you're just an overcomer, that ain't hyper Nike.
You're just Nike.
No. I'm an overcomer. Some of y'all need to fix that. No, you're an overcomer. Got it? And this ain't something you need to be telling other people. I'm an overcomer. No. You need to tell your own stinking, negative, defeated mind this. That I can make it. I am making it. Today's the day the Lord has made. If He gives me a tomorrow, we'll get through that one. But I ain't worried about that one because I'm in this one right now. And He is right here in this mess with me. And I can make it. And all these things were more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For which cause we faint not. 2 Corinthians. For though our outward man perish, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction down here ain't but for a moment. And it works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at things which are seen, but at the things which we can't see. For the things which are seen are temporal or temporary, but the things which we can't see, they're what? Eternal. But we get so focused, and I understand, but it's defeating and it hurts you. We are more than a conqueror. Amen. Push me, buddy. To conquer in every difficulty, that means that you can do that. No, Pastor, I can't conquer in every difficulty. You might say, if my wife left me like yours did you, and no way I'd make it. That was years ago. Does it look like I'm making it? Say, is there pain? Sure there is. Is there hurt? Sure there is. Are there scars? Yes. But God can take mess and hard times, and He can use it for my good and for other people's good.
Amen.
It's not bad, because God can take bad and turn it good because I'm hyper Nike because of Him. You understand or not? To conquer in every difficulty. To know that Jesus' power has been engaged for my conflict. Whatever I'm going through, He is engaged on my behalf. Wow. Sounds hyper to me. To have absolute confidence that Jesus' power and help has been granted to us against any future emergency that we're going to face. Whatever that call is that you might get, I don't want it. I don't want that call. But He's there when you get it. And He'll never leave me nor forsake me. Clark, you're just too into Jesus. Yeah, call me hyper. Got it? I got me a new label. I like it. Somebody wrote me a beautiful letter this week. Said, it must feel hard sometimes when people think you have Tourette's. They were reaching out to me, and I'm like, not after this, I'm like, no, I sort of like it. I don't have Tourette's, but if I got it, I like it. Why not? Why would we try to change everything we are anyway? He made me. He made you. We're more than conquerors. Keep going. In the worst trials, I'm more than a conqueror. In the worst trials, against any adversary. Against any, even in losses, we what? I remember Kim's dad, because I remarried 12 years ago almost. And I got a chance to know her dad. He was in our ministry for years. He told me about losing his company. He was very successful. He built manufactured homes or modulars. They built them in a factory, and they would bring them to the site and put them all together. He was on the cutting edge years ago up in Pennsylvania. And that company's still around. But he lost his company. Had a heart attack. And the board and the people that were involved and everything, the money that he had out there, they swooped in and whoop! But you know what he told me? I deserved it. I was away from the Lord. Isn't it funny, even in our losses, we can see we win. You think you take from me? Somebody takes from me or quits on me. And therefore now I'm a quitter. I'm a loser because you are. Because I have Jesus Christ. That make any sense to anybody today? I like it. And it started all because He went to the cross. He died on the cross. He rose from the dead. And our faith is in Him. Not a church, not a preacher, not anybody. Don't you ever get away from that. Oh, Jesus. You're hyper Jesus. I sure am. And he's made me hyper now. Good stuff, man. Even in losses, we win. Even in bad situations, Jesus overrules them for my what? How many would say that's true in your life? He overruled it for my good. I'm more than a conqueror. Even in the fire. Even in the fire when I'm being burned, man. And life will burn you. People will burn you. He's refining me as gold. Clark, you're crazy. You're smoking stuff. Been reading the Bible. You ought to eat it up. It's good for the soul. Amen? Good for you, baby. Come on. Hyper Nike. The word conqueror reminds us that there are battles. He didn't call us conqueror so you can sit back in the easy chair and have it great your whole life. You're a conqueror. You look like a bum. Conqueror's on the battlefield. There's going to be hard times. That's why he called you a conqueror. Life's going to suck sometimes. But he's with you. He'll never leave you. He's called us to what? Fight. The enemy's not out here. The enemy's usually right in here. And you can win. Because you are a winner. And you ain't just a winner. You're an overwinner. Got it or not? Keep looking. Push. Thanks. To be more than a conqueror is to be someone who by God's amazing grace and with God's strength, he takes the very things that are designed to destroy you or me and he makes them stepping stones. Well, look at this. And building blocks. Instead of stumbling blocks. That's what my God can do. That's who he is. No, that's just because you're a preacher. It has zero to do with any of that. It's because he died on the cross. He rose from the dead. He's victorious. He loves us, not out of us. And our faith is in him. That makes me more than a conqueror. We are what? More than conquerors. There we go. I'll close with these scriptures. We've got to go have communion. My sheep hear my voice. And I know them. And they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them to me is greater than all.
Amen.
Yeah, come on. Come on. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And yet there's churches that want to tell you you can jump out. Guys, when Jesus has you, he's got you. Aren't you glad Jesus ain't you? Yeah, come on, let's thank the Lord. Let's thank the Lord for the word. We're done. That's pretty good. I like it. Amen. Come on.